Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, I would like to give a short update on the current status of the proposal. To remind everyone, this proposal EUCA introduced during the last session was to amend UN Regulation number 43 with respect to the head form test. And this head form test is currently tested against the inner side of the windscreen, and especially for plastic glazing, it's sometimes hard to achieve because the deceleration will be measured and shall be below a certain limit value. There are situations in the field where you would need stronger windscreens. For example, saying you have a vehicle with security glazing, and also for some forestry machines where you need to protect the driver against ruptured chainsaws or something like this. And these vehicles often have a restraint system, and we would like to propose this as an alternative to have a risk mitigation by the restraint system for these kind of glazings. And therefore, to avoid any confusion about the windscreen should have, in this case, an additional marking to differentiate them between the ones which were conducted with the head form test. And to obtain this marking, we saw a similar approach in another UN regulation, number 21, which is on interior fittings. And there is a requirement to have certain radii in the interior of the vehicle to protect the driver or occupant's head if it comes to a contact. And there is also a procedure defined where you, as a vehicle manufacturer, should demonstrate that for different impact scenario, there is no contact of the head with the interior because it's prevented by a restraint system. Therefore, compliance shall be demonstrated by a frontal impact, either a vehicle test or a sled test, and it can be accompanied by numerical simulation. And this is in three different, or in a, defined in a range of frontal impacts, one in the longitudinal direction of the vehicle, one to the left side and one to the right side, impact angle, and also to use different dummies. So you have to show with a small size dummy, a mid-size dummy, and a big size dummy. So after all, you will end up in at least 9 test configurations you need to demonstrate. This was presented during the last session, and some contracting parties had some concern that we would lose still some passive safety in this case if we want to go with this alternative. And we therefore had an online workshop just before the summer break where we discussed discussed the proposal again and the intention. And there were mainly two concerns. As I said, the first one was that there could be still situations where a head could contact the windscreen. And the second concern was that there are professional drivers in the field which are not obliged to use the restraint system, like taxi drivers, for example. EUCA was asked then to show some accidentology on this or have a research if there is any accidentology so far, and I have to admit that we are not capable so far to gather any information on this. And I think it would be hard to have a decision based on the accidentology, because either you have some cases in the field where you see injuries, then of course the proposal is hard to be accepted. And also the other way around seems not very convincing. If there is no accidentology presented, then it's maybe not that convincing in the end. And another concern was also that we should not question the proceedings of UN Regulation 21, as this is the current proceeding, and it is very similar to this, what we would like to adhere to UNR 43. So, also during the last GRSG session, not every contracting party had a proper position on the proposal, so I'm happy to hear if there is any update on the positions. Thank you very much.